to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile. My guests today in the studio have come a long ways, and we're not just talking from another state, but they have come from another country. I'm excited to have them here today. They are all members of the band River Zydeco Band, and they are from the Netherlands. They actually are from the town, now let's see if I can say it, Ramsdonksveer.
Super.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
is that?
Good.
Okay, now you go ahead and say it once so people can see how it's really said.
We say it as Ramsdonksveer.
Yeah, that sounded so much better. All right. Well, welcome. It's great to have you all here today. Super. You've come a long way just for the show, right?
That's yeah. true.
No, what, I don't care who answers this, but what brought you to Louisiana for this visit?
What, we play Zydeco music for more than 20 years now. We have a festival for more than 20 years. And we still have one wish, maybe once in our lifetime, to play in the roots of our music. So what we try to do this trip, find some people interesting in Zydeco music from Ramsdonksveer.
Yeah.
And be back in around October this year. That's so
for
we hope to meet some people, organizers or whatever. Or you never know who's listening today.
Yeah. That's right. Now this is Joe Van Strien. That's how we pronounce
That's
your name?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to say
the
names.
You say it.
Who we have, and you play the accordion.
I play the accordion.
Okay, who else we have is Stefan van Haastrecht. I'm going to say that wrong.
Van Haastrecht.
Yeah, see, you just say it. Okay, you're the drummer. Peter Schipperen.
Schipperen, yes.
Schipperen, there,
yeah,
you say
that's
it.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
On saxophone.
Yeah.
And Peter, I'm going to have you move up. Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah,
that's right.
How would you say it, though?
Rosenberg.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, yeah. Okay, on guitar. Yeah. And then I know you guys think you're off in the corners, but they also have two of their sound technicians with them. We've got Ivo and Tom. So welcome, you guys. Well, what I'm curious about, who's been with the band the longest, or has it been all of you?
Well, do a guess.
Joe.
Correct.
So this was all your idea, Joe.
I was starting up the band.
Yeah. I'm curious. When you started this band, how did you become familiar with the music of this area?
I was visiting London, the UK,
mm-hmm.
and I was interested in blues music, so if there was a record store, I was going in a deep cellar looking for the blues. And then
who grabbed your ear?
Pardon?
Who was it that you really liked in the blues? Who did you listen to? Who did you pay attention to?
The old blues and the old American blues people was looking for, is there something new? And then I discovered an LP from Mr. Clifton Chenier in that same cellar. And as a child, I was able to learn to play the accordion. And
You start before we get into talking about finding the Clifton. You started playing accordion as a child?
Yes.
What kind of music were you playing as a child? Was it of your homeland?
Just traditional study music, classic accordion music, French music.
Well, let me ask you, is that a popular instrument in the Netherlands?
It was very popular in the 60s, 70s. It's going down a little bit.
Okay.
But it's totally back on the moment.
Ah, okay. All right. So you found the Clifton album.
Yes, and I took it home, and I was listening, and I heard him play the blues on a quite 120 bass accordion, and made up my mind. I said, once I hope to make this music with some guys from the village or the area and some friends, once I want to make Zydeco music, so that's the beginning.
Yeah, so that's how it started. Okay. Now, do you play other instruments at all?
No.
The accordion is what you stick to. Now, what types of accordions do you play?
We have different accordions. We have one of the famous over in Holland is an accordiola, but the accordion you're gonna hear on this, on our CD, is a hand-built accordion. A friend of mine built this accordion. There's one in the world only with this sound.
Wow.
And that's the sound. It took me 3 years to build that accordion. And because I want to have the sound I wanted. And so it's still there playing over 12, 40 years now on that accordion. So it's making the sound of the Riverside Go Band as
is
well.
Is it it's a button accordion? A button room accordion?
It's,
or is it keyboard?
It's piano accordion.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice to have a one-of-a-kind instrument.
One-of-a-kind, and my friend said that's the only one I'm going to build this accordion and never do it again. That's yours for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Did you grow up with music in your house?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of music was there playing with?
Well, not that many instruments. I was living on my own, and I don't have sisters and brothers. But my father was singing all the time. We didn't have the money to buy a piano or whatever. And I was glad as a child to have, on the end, I got an accordion for 60 guilders or something like that.
Okay. Who were the musicians or the artists that you listened to growing up, did your family listen to? Whose songs were they singing?
When we grew up, we listened to what the radio was bringing.
Did you remember who any of those people were, who any of the artists were?
What we know at that time. Growing up with the Beatles, growing up with the Stones.
Yeah, that's what you paid attention to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to Stefan. And Stefan, you're a drummer.
Yeah.
Was that your first instrument?
Yeah.
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 Well, how old were you when you started playing drums?
I started with the interest when I was 3 years old.
When you were three? How did that come about? I mean, because at 3 years old, you know,
I was hitting on pillows and my mom went crazy because she was always cleaning the house and my grandmother thought we gave him a little small snare drum.
Ah.
And from that it went up and up. And when I was 11, I got my first little drum kit.
Full kit.
And I never stopped playing.
Yeah. Did you play in school with any school bands when you were young?
I formed a few school bands in the past, yeah.
What kind of music were you playing then?
We played different kind of things. We played Steppenwolf, but also Saxon or Iron Maiden or whatever came. And most of the time it was kind of a rocky. The time was more in the rock area at that moment and was interested in that because also drum-wise it was very interesting.
Yeah. Now, how did you become acquainted with Joe?
I'm a sound engineer also, and I was working in a studio in the Raamsdonksfeer.
I hope you all heard how he said it. That was very nice.
And Jo was playing in the Riverside Go Band, and they were looking for a sound engineer. And yeah, we came in contact, and so I did some front of house work for the Riverside Go Band. And during that time, we started up together a studio. We did that 3 years together. And so that's how we met each other. And also during those festivals where I was doing sound, I was listening to Balva Toujours. And so we did festivals.
You did the sound at, they were actually there playing at the festival.
They were playing at the festival, and I was really impressed by the music and the way they played
it.
That's
some good musicians.
Yeah, very good musicians. And if you can, you can combine all different kind of styles. You can also give it a bit of a rock, spicy sound with it, and also with Zydeco, it's the same. And So I played for about 3 or 4 years. I was in a band called Acadia.
Ah, okay.
We made 2 CDs, and once, I think it was 97.
Yeah.
1997, a long time ago, when we had we were nominated as a best Cajun Zydeco act
for the Prix de Noir award.
Yeah,
you did. Well, that's okay.
Yeah. We were runner-up.
Who else was in that band?
David Builen and Steven Hollanders and two other guys, Wim Nachtegaal.
Okay, all right.
But by that music, by the River Zydeco band, I came into Cajun Zydeco and I formed my own band and I'm back. We have a studio together, Swamp Studio.
Okay.
And because our village, Raamsongsveer, is very close to the swamp area, we also have a swamp.
Yeah.
And that's why the studio is called Swamp Studio.
Okay. So. How large is the town, about, for people that aren't familiar with your town you're from?
15,000 people.
15,000?
15. For
Raamsongsveer. Okay. Yeah. And what is the terrain like? What does it look like? How would you describe it?
Pretty flat like this.
It is flat.
Yeah.
Okay. And with swamps.
Beneath sea level as well.
Yeah, the same thing.
Like almost the half part of Holland.
Okay.
We have a lot of dikes.
You do, yeah. Yeah, that's what kind of that area is known for, with all the stories you hear. When the other band you were in was nominated for that award, did anybody from your band come over for the CFMA Awards?
No.
Okay. So you can be here now representing that band also.
Yeah.
How many years later? Wonderful. Well, Peter, Guitar Peter, we're going to move on to you. Mm. Let's get you to grab a mic here.
What?
Yeah. We're kind of, are we tangled up here? You can just grab. Can we put you over there? There we go, Peter. Okay. All right. Guitar, was that your first instrument?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm curious, too, what kind of music did you grow up playing?
I played mostly blues, jazz, all kinds of stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Do you still, besides being in this band, do you still play other styles of music?
No, not really.
You focused on this right now.
Yeah.
So how did you become acquainted then?
You asked me to play with the band. I think it now is a year or five.
Five, 6 years.
Yeah.
It's been fun, a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. Had, were you familiar with the music from
not
this
Not really,
area
not really. No.
Okay.
No.
So they had to educate you on that.
Yeah. They still do. So.
They still do.
They still do.
We try to.
Yeah. Okay, now the other, Peter Shipperin.
Yeah, that's me.
On saxophone.
Yeah.
So when did saxophone come into your life?
Ooh, let me see. That was when I was...
He was very young, because I recorded him when he was very young.
I think I was...
Oh, you recorded him years ago.
Yeah. He was in the same high school. Well, not the same high school, but it was during high school that he did the recording. So.
Oh, interesting.
I think I was 12 or 13 years old.
And were you in the school band?
I played in the band with Ivo over there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At that time. And there were several, in high school there were several bands and activities.
Now, when you were a kid growing up, what kind of music did you listen to? What styles?
A lot of blues. When I started playing, I listened to a lot of blues. I also play a little bit of blues harp. So my dad had some record albums from Fleetwood Mac.
From Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah. So I listened to that.
Yeah, any other blues musicians that you listen to?
And yeah, Johnny Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters.
That's a great year.
The old blues legends.
Well, did you have any familiarity at all with the music from this area?
No, not at all. Yeah, I knew the River Zydeco band and the festival. So I went every year with a couple of friends and saw some really nice bands like... what was that again? Oh, Zydeco Force, for instance.
Zydeco Force,
that was one of my favorites.
That's a big deal to have seen Zydeco Force.
Yeah.
I mean, because they really kind of changed the game, you know, in this area.
When I saw them the first time, I that was really cool. They played Zydeco, but with a really funky style.
Yeah.
So that was, very interesting for me.
And it was interesting, too, in this area when they really came on in terms of the dance steps and how people danced to what they were playing. And now, have you had a chance to see Jeffrey Broussard, who was with that band, now has his own band.
Oh, okay. We met him in France yeah. 2 years ago.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
We played over there as well at the Salieu Festival.
Oh,
Jeffrey was playing over there.
That's a musician.
Yeah. He's nice.
We stayed in the same hotel, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had a chance to see him later on. Okay. Well, we're going to listen. James, if we can put on the cut Lucille from the CD you have in there, let's listen to the rendition from the River Zydeco Band of Lucille. That was Lucille by my guests in the studio today, the River Zydeco Band. If you're just joining me, the folks in this band are here from Ramsdonksveer.
It's getting better and better.
Yeah, I'll keep practicing. Huh? So we have Jo, Stefan, Peter, and then they also, No Good Band Travels Without Their Sound Technician. So they have Ivo and Tom we've got here in the studio today, too. How long ago now did you record that song?
About 2.5 years, almost three.
Two years ago.
And let's talk about who you had singing on that, Jo.
Curtis was singing.
And that's Curtis Cobello.
Yeah, okay. Curtis Cobello was singing. He's playing five songs on this CD.
He's playing
The fiddle.
He's playing fiddle, yeah.
But normally, standard, we don't have fiddle, so it's a nice change to have fiddle in combination for five songs on the CD.
And now, tell people how you met Curtis, how that came about that he played on
Curtis was at our festival, I believe, 1994 or so, the first time. Then he came two times to play at the festival. And he was back for 3 years ago, after all those years. And he played at our festival with our band, and it was nice. And during the festival, we took a decision, let's record a few songs. We just put it on drums with the rhythm on track,
bass drum,
bass track, and then we have it, and then we're going to arrange the songs further on ourselves. We give it our own sound, and we're gonna make to let it sound as the Riverside Band. We want to have it. Yeah. That's what we did. So it took some time after that, but anyway, we had the basic and we had the fiddle and we had the singing from Curtis.
Yeah. Do any of you here play fiddle?
No.
Better
no.
not.
No. Better? Yeah, better no. not. That's a tough, I mean, it's a different instrument to play. Yeah. I'm curious about, we're talking about you folks playing the music from this area. Is there some traditional kind of music from the area that you grew up in? That any of you grew up listening to?
Yeah, there's a traditional old folk music we knew in the Dutch language.
Yeah,
and of course we have music in, we have good more rock music in Dutch language and so on. But not real traditional. We have to thank all those super nice musicians from Louisiana to bring the Cajun and Zydeco music to Holland and to Europe.
What is it about the music from here that grabbed you? I mean, because for you to play it for 20 years, there's something about it that keeps you playing.
Well,
can you describe
need to have a passion for that, I think, and then you're starting up and you're going on, and you're going to look for friends to make the music together with you, and then it's changing, and still you have a fixed band, and you can play it all the time all over Europe because it's quite new. It's not so well known as over here. It's another tradition, but you can play the Zydeco music all the time. We going for concerts to Germany, and we're going to play in France, and so it is growing like
it's
very slowly.
It's
grown very slowly, and on our festival, people from the whole of Europe are coming over and visit. We see the people every year coming back to our festival.
Now, how did that festival get started? And that's the International Cajun and Zydeco. It's the International Cajun and Zydeco Festival, right?
At that time, we for over 21 years ago, we grounded the River Zydeco Band, and we did it in a small pub in the village Ramstokkveer on a Sunday afternoon. We did a tryout concert, as you say, I believe, and the whole pub was full loaded. It was amazing. We didn't expect that, and
was it just your band, just the one band?
It's just the River Zydeco Band for the first time.
Yeah, that's how it's
gonna go. We expect nothing. We didn't know what's coming out, but the pub was full loaded. And then friends of us, in the village, you know each other very well.
Yeah.
they took a decision at that time directly from this kind of music, we're going to organize a festival. Hmm. And that was the start for 20 years ago.
And now has it, I see this year it takes place from May 3rd to the 5th.
Yeah.
And is it always been in May? Has it always been that time of year?
We used to be in June.
Okay.
But there's a big chess festival in Breda, big city. We have...
Did you say chess?
Jazz.
Yeah. Oh, jazz. Oh, got it. Oh, jazz. I'm sorry. I heard chess.
Sorry. Jazz.
Yeah, jazz festival. Got it. Sorry.
That's in that period. So we want to be in front of that. And
got it.
A bit earlier this year.
What is the climate like at that time of the year?
If we are lucky on the first... If we are lucky, it's dry.
Yeah, that's always nice for. Is it outdoor festival?
It's less wind.
Yeah.
And temperature can be around 20-25 degrees Celsius, like that.
Which would be okay. Yeah.
But it's in a big marquee.
Yeah.
So it's indoor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. In the tent. All right.
Big tent.
And so now this year, I see you're featuring C.J. Chenier.
Yeah. This year we last year he played as well at the festival. Then we brought him in exclusive just for our festival.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get on the moment because there is a recession going on and sponsor money is going back, so it's hard to organize that. And we are lucky. CG was touring in Europe, and so we picked him from the tour again, and he's finishing the festival this year.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I'm curious, some of the other bands that are playing, like you have the Downtown Cajun Band, Red Kidney Beans, Zydeco Playboys, then Pan de Mer, where are they from? All of those different bands, are they from your area? Or are they coming from?
No, we have about four or five Cajun Zydeco bands in Holland. That's it.
In Holland, that's a big deal.
Yes,
I mean to have four or five in that—that's a big deal.
And then we have some bands from like Little Jim and Chanky Chank. These bands from the UK.
Okay,
making Cajun playing Zydeco.
Yeah.
And Pandemice is from France. So we have more bands from Europe every year. And we have several bands from Holland.
But, I mean, that's for that not being a music from that area, that is a big deal to have that many bands, you know, in your country playing the music of this area.
Oh, yeah. It's quite okay. They're doing fine. And we're doing a lot of things together. We know each other. And we are, this time for organization, it's fine to have Dutch band, because they always want to help and play for a nice price for us, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The song that you did, and now I might say the name wrong, on this CD, it's called the very last song, My Beautiful Lady, is it called? Here, let me see. On the very last one.
Louisiana Beauty.
Oh, I wrote it down wrong. But tell me about that song.
Well, it's a Dwayne Dobsey song.
Yeah.
Original.
And who's singing on that?
Our bass player, Will. He's not
who's not
joining
here today.
Us.
Okay.
And Will is singing on that.
Okay. Yeah. Can we put that one on? That'll be the last track, James. We're going to listen to My Louisiana Beauty.
Okay.
Set the clock and I'll lose my mind. She's my o'clock, and I set the clock, and I blew in my mind. She's my girl, she's my baby, she's my everything, she's my Louisiana beauty.
All right, that was the River Zydeco Band with My Louisiana. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. If you're just joining us, this is The Exchange on KRVS 88.7 FM or on the web at krvs.org. Please take a moment to check out the website, a great place to find out about what's going on in the area and to check out the podcasts if you had to miss your favorite show from the week or you just want to hear it again. Those shows are all listed on there. You can go to podcast or my programs. Also, because we are a listener-supported station, it's a great place to go and help us out. It's a secure website, so please check that out and don't hesitate to call the station if you have any questions about that. It's 482-KRVS. My guests in the studio today, if you're just joining us, are all members of the River Zydeco Band out of, I get to say it one more time, Ramsdonksveer in the Netherlands. Woo-hoo! And we have Jo. See, now I said Joe. You should have corrected me. It's Jo. I heard you say it. It's Jo van Strien, Stefan. I'm just going to say it as best as I can. Stefan van Hastrig, Peter Schipperen, yep, and Peter Rosenberg. Now, that song that we just heard, that's you on accordion, Jo.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
You like it?
Yes, thank very you. Nice. I like how you guys did that song. When you go to play or record a song from this area, I'm curious about do you listen and try to play it in a way that you heard people hear play, or do you like to also add a little bit of your own?
We need to add it. Doing it as we like to do it in Holland, in Europe. Because the difference here is that people like dancing. They're dancing much, much, 80% more as the Dutch are doing. Dutch are listening. They want to have a song to listen. They want to have some more improvisation. And
So it's much more people sitting.
Yeah, they're standing down there having a beer, listen to the band. It's totally different.
Yeah.
For a band, it's always nice as people start dancing, but the Dutch won't do it well on the end of the concert. They start dancing and then they say, come on, go on for another half an hour or something like that, you know. So we changing the music a bit and going to our own hand, and we know who's playing in our band. I like to play the accordion, I like to play a solo, but I always like to do it with the guys together. We make more combinations with the saxophone and more combinations with the guitar It's more collective playing. If the Louisiana bands, it's handling around one important guy, and that's it. And but we want to change more instruments in the song. And that's what you heard on the Louisiana Beauty as well. It's not only accordion.
And it's good to know your audience. I mean, you know, it's good to know who you're playing to. I'm curious, like at the festival that's put on in your town, do you do dance lessons during the festival?
Yeah, we do. Every morning, early in the morning at 10 o'clock, we start with Cajun and dance lessons. We have a good teacher from the UK or from France. And in the meantime, we also have from Holland. And, well, it's growing. And people love it. And we have a special Cajun stage and where Cajun dancers are coming, and it's growing slowly, but not as fast as we like to have it.
Now, do any of you dance?
It's better. Don't try that.
I don't have any rhythm. Mister on the drums. Let's hope you have some rhythm, huh?
But I mean, now you hear how the Dutch are thinking. You know?
That's right. You might want to look at a new drummer on there. But you find that though with a lot of musicians that always, you know, you're not on the dance floor because you're up on the stage, you know. Yeah. But that is a difference because here you do everybody's. Everybody, for the most part, is up dancing.
Yes, it's great.
And that's a different relationship that happens between the band and the people out there.
Yeah, it's a different way of playing.
Yeah. You know, we're here, you'll hear a lot of bands really talk about, you know, we've got to keep the people on the floor.
Right.
You know, which is a whole different thing than when you're playing just to that sitting listening on it, which is okay, too, you know.
But, I like that.
Yeah, but it's a whole different relationship that you have, you know, with the people out there. While you're here in Louisiana, now you went to New Orleans already. Coming here, did you have some set things that you really, like, I don't want to leave until I see that or do that? Or are there some set things that you really want to take part in while you're here?
Well, we are the first night in Lafayette, and what we try to find tonight is a good concert or listen to the music. And we like the food over here in Louisiana. It's really, I think, really special for the U.S., isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And,
it's unique here in this country.
We like it, so we're going out for... Maybe we have a dinner, or maybe the good combination, or met some friends, and see what's coming out.
Yeah. You at the festival that you do back home, too, do you have, is there a food, a culinary part of that festival?
Yeah.
And do people do some of the food from this area?
Only that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of food.
Yeah.
A lot of
gumbo.
And he learned to... He bought big books, and he started off for many years ago. And well, of course, it's different as the restaurants over here.
Sure.
But he's doing well, and people like it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, let's go back from it to talk about, because you had mentioned the studio that you have and the terrain where you grew up, but you have the swamps also, and that's also the name of your studio, is the Swamp Music Studio. It's on this CD that you have, it's a beautiful, beautiful picture. Who built that? It's kind of almost like a modern kind of barn. I mean, just a wonderful looking building. Who built that?
I did.
You built? Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did.
So that's something else you do?
No, just I did it.
Yeah.
It's all my own ideas built in. And, well, we made it a real professional studio, isn't it?
There's a bar, which is important for musicians,
very
of course.
Good.
We can do live recordings. Yeah. We can all kind of recordings. But
like 200 people can come in and
so you can have an event in there.
Yeah.
So you built this was built specifically to do these things.
Yeah, it's a recording studio, and we do different kind of things, and not only Cajun Zydeco, but also rock music or stuff. But we can do record concerts until 200 people, and
what a great place, huh?
Yeah.
You how long did it take for you to build this place?
About surely over 3 years.
Yeah, I'm assuming you had help. You had help. Yeah, someone a lot of help. Because it's a large.
I was looking for help because I never built a studio. Yeah, Stefan and I, we had a small studio 4 years ago, and but now it has to be professional. So we, on the end, we found an architect.
Okay.
Acoustical architect who's building for
Polygram Studios,
Polygram, Universal, nice. All over the world, yeah. And this guy, he has the best experience, and he did the whole acoustic of the studio.
Oh, very nice. What are the walls in that studio? What are the walls built? Is it all wood in there on the inside?
Partially a combination of wood and insulation and material. And some parts are 1 meter deep with different panels to absorb the sound.
The sound.
So we have special drumming corners. And
wow. Yeah. Did you ever think in your life that you would have a professional recording studio?
No, and it came like it is, and after 3-4 years building, I was oft thinking, why I'm starting to build a studio, you know, but done on the end, and having the nice people around you, it takes time as well to find the good skilled people and good engineers. And,
that's
right. We are good friends and working together, and we have the good producers now. And so we made the top quality, and that's most important for a studio. And I'm glad I did it now.
So. Yeah. How long has it been open?
Over 10 years now.
Mm? This studio is, Swamp is already for about 94. We came together, so that's 17 years. But this studio is 8 years now.
8 years.
Eight years.
Wow. Did you say 17 years?
Yeah, 1994 it started off.
Yeah. How old are you? Can I ask?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You
did. Tell me. How old are you?
I'm 40 years.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I use Oil of Olas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to ask. What do you use?
What do you use? Yeah. No, I mean, but Stefan, so you've been working in this a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you get involved in the whole sound engineer portion of this business? I
found two microphones at my dad's place, like very old things. And I was playing drums and I wanted to listen to what I did because I wanted to know what I did wrong. And I recorded with two microphones. I recorded my own drums and doing that. And there was a moment that I recorded my first demo tape when I was 14 or 15. And from then it went on and on, and I was very interested in it. And by doing it, I'm still doing it like that.
I'm
trying to use my ears. And
Have you worked then at other studios? That
I worked at other studios, but as a freelance guy, and sometimes I rented a studio to record a band, and I record a piano over there because they had a Steinway or whatever, or a big Hammond, or they had a good acoustic where they can make a long reverb time. And so sometimes you choose for a different location, or sometimes there's no budget and you're working in a house and you're mixing in a house. And there are many places to work, so whatever you want. And it's always fun to do special things and try new things.
Well, now, is that all, when you talk about some different studios, is that all in your town, or there's other towns?
In the Netherlands,
How close are the nearest towns? Do you have other towns that are right nearby?
If you want to drive up north, you drive like 2.5-3 hours, and that's the farthest. It's between north and south, it's 4.5 hours, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's not far for America.
No. But, you know, I'm just curious when we talk about, you know, other studios that you would have access to in your area, what's the distance you would have to go?
Everything is doable.
Yeah, everything is doable. Yeah, it's all able to get there. Peter, the saxophone player, since there's two Peters in here, Had you, before you got involved with this band, had you been involved in doing recordings at all with other music or with other bands?
Yeah, I played in a couple of bands and made some records.
Yeah, what kind of music was that you had?
It's more like funk and jazz, rock.
Yeah,
so a different kind of music, but somewhat related.
Yeah. Do you still play, will you go out and play in bands like that, doing that style of music?
Not at this moment, no.
Not at this moment. Do you guys have access to clubs nearby, you know, where you live, that where you can go out and play live music or listen to live music?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And right in the town you're in, is it?
Also, but it's, as said before, it's a relatively small town.
Yeah.
So if you, there are some larger cities nearby, like Tilburg or Breda, and there are a lot of bands playing.
So there's a lot of nice
and
clubs
the capital
there.
Is like an hour away.
So. Yeah. Okay. So then you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, you also brought in, and either Jo or Stephen, who wants to talk about this, but you have a, you want to talk about it? Stephen, you have a song that you brought in from the new studio, and or from the old studio actually, but a new CD that you're working on.
Yeah, this is one song we just were recording before our trip, and we said to each other, well, let's try to finish it off as much as possible and put it on a CD and take it to the radio station in Louisiana. So that's what we did. So it's not a finished product, but that's what we are busy with at the moment, and they had to work very hard.
We're still working on that, but the main thing for that just one song is the voice. Our new lead singer, he's doing harmony singing.
What is his name, Jo?
Edwin.
Okay.
And he's together with Will, lead singer from the band. And it was not on this CD, so the other reason is to let Edwin.
Okay.
Do something for.
All right. Well, let's
for singing.
Hear. This is a still being worked on, not yet released piece, Bayou Girl by the River Zydeco Band.
Girl, can you come out tonight?
All right. That was Bayou Girl, which is not a released cut yet from the River Zydeco Band. Very good, you guys. Very nice. That was Jo van Strien on accordion, Stefan van Hastrig, I just like saying these names, on drums, Peter Schipperen on saxophone, Peter Rosenberg on guitar. You had Edwin. Is that it, Edwin?
Edwin Ballard.
Edwin Ballard was on lead vocals. And then also Will on bass.
Will, yeah, on bass.
What's Will's last name?
De Wijs.
Yeah, okay, all right.
The wise man.
The wise man. Yes. Oh, is that what it means?
Not the wise man, but wise.
Not that wise. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, there you go.
But he's a wise man also.
Yeah. Sometimes.
For this new CD, do you have other songs that you're already working on, that you've started doing some recording with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How many have you?
We are working on some songs of our own. Edwin is a good songwriter as well.
Yeah.
We have to work out that for the next year.
Now, how did he come into the picture? How did you meet Edwin?
He's my colleague
in the studio.
We both sound engineers. We produce together and we like to work together. And he's singing, he's playing acoustic guitar. I'm playing drums. Sometimes we make children's songs together.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So we make music and we produce, and we produced that the last album of the River Zydeco Band. And,
okay.
And try to get like a bit modern way of looking at Cajun Zydeco, and also with backing vocals, making a bit more fresh.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do. Our view on.
Are you able to work in the music field full time?
Yeah, we do that.
You do full-time. Very nice.
For 20 years.
Yeah, because that's not easy to do.
No.
You know, to be able to do
that. That's not easy, but it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Do you write also, Stefan?
No, I'm a drummer. No, I'm not a writer.
Yeah. Okay, so who writes in the band?
Edwin
is the main is the main writer for the band.
And everybody makes his own arrangements.
Most of the time, arrangement and coming with ideas, I go to Peter, I said, what you think, want to change that, doing that together. And,
yeah.
And Peter Rosenberg, he's from
the improvisation.
The improvisation, yeah, that's what
you're
I was
hard
looking
to describe
for. He has to do it in one run, and he has to what he feels he's going to play. He's going to play.
Yeah. Can you come up to the mic here for a second, Peter? Do you have played jazz at all? Music in your life?
Mostly blues.
Mostly
jazz.
Yeah. Okay, but in some jazz that you do. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. When he talks about you coming in there and playing from the heart.
Yeah.
That's the piece that you add to the band, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Is there a specific musician or somebody that you would?
Yes, Stevie Ray Vaughan, for
Vaughan.
Example. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
For sure. And who else? Harry Moore.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, that's, especially Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys, you know, we're getting short on time here. I hope that you guys are able to really take in the music. But, you know, I just encourage you to go to some of the old clubs that are here. You know, that's a great way to really take in what's real here, you know, in the area. And it would be a pleasure for folks, you know, playing there to be able to, you know, meet you also. Because I think, too, there's always a fascination of, you know, here are these folks from, you know, a whole nother country and fell in love with, you know, what has come out of this area. It would be fun for folks to also to meet you all. But you didn't bring instruments this time, I understand.
Yeah, we hope to be back just if we...
And bring instruments that time.
Yeah,
then we will.
Yeah,
then we will. And
we saw a nice studio, so...
If we can find some just for fun and making a small tour from a week or 2 weeks or whatever. We love to be back, and we hope to find some good people those days.
That's right.
And then there we are.
That's right, that's right.
And if people are interested to visit Raamsdonksfeer once for the festival.
Could you please invite them to the festival in your language? Speak Dutch for us, please.
Yeah, I think that's a good one for you, Jo.
No.
Whoever would like to do it, come on.
Invite them in Dutch, okay. Lieve mensen uit Louisiana, kom allemaal naar het Cajun Zydeco Festival in Raamsdonksfeer op van 3 tot 5 mei. Dankjewel.
Very good. Thank you very much. You can check out the website for the festival.
Yes.
It is Zydeco, not city, but Zity. Zydeco, ZITY.NL. You can also find out more about the River Zydeco Band at www.riverzydeco.com. Jo van Strien, Stefan van Hastrig, Peter Schipperon, Peter Rosenberg, also Ivo and Tom, I want to thank you guys for coming in today. I appreciate you coming on the show.
No problem.
We are going to go out. Let's go out listening to the Lemonade song, Limonade. Have a good week, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Cochon.